Sibling rivalry is hardly something new. Genesis hastens to tell us of Cain and Abel, dysfunctional brothers who jockeyed for favor with disastrous results. In the first biblical murder, Cain, the older of the two, killed Abel, the younger, who was probably Eve's pet, because God liked him better. Famous sibling rivalries today include feuding film star sisters Olivia de Havilland and Joan Fontaine, notoriously jealous sisters who stopped speaking for 39 years and never did make up the chasm. Fontaine left this earth without saying so much as a "see ya" to Sister Olivia. De Havilland returned the silence. It was something about who won the first Oscar. At 95 and surviving Sister 97, it hardly seems relevant. Reminds me of a New Yorker cartoon where two old crones huddle on a park bench feeding pigeons. One ancient sister turns to the other octogenarian and cackles, "Were you the pretty one, or was I?" One-upmanship is the name of the game with siblings. At least it was in my family. Being the younger, my sister reminded me early on that she had concrete evidence of my adoption. Her old photo album showed pictures of Daddy proudly holding the two-day-old infant for the Brownie camera. My photo album showed me at 4 months. "Practically grown," my sister intoned, "when they brought you home from the orphanage. I remember the day clearly," she would continue. Peering at the pictures convinced me that those snapshots proved she was telling the truth. Two incidents remain fixed in memory of continuing sister competition. As adults, my sister and her husband came to Manhattan and wanted to see Andy Griffith in Destry Rides Again. We got tickets and enjoyed the performance. My sister insisted that we go backstage and meet Griffith since we were all Carolina graduates. I, fresh from UNC graduation, and by now a blasé New Yorker of at least 6 months, sighed that it really wasn't done except by tourists. "Not cool," she begged. I caved. We waited outside Griffith's dressing room. He was taking off his face makeup and peered at us in the reflection. He whirled around and looked me in the eye and said, "Don't I know you?" "Yes," I said, "I met you last year at the Azalea Festival." "Oh, yeah. Hey, Carolina." The look on my sister's face, well, priceless. The little sister had trumped her. Years later, my grandbaby was meeting her great aunt for the first time. With video camera rolling, my sister took the brand new infant in her arms and cooed for the camera. "Hey, Caroline, it's your great aunt Biddy," she smiled. Caroline took a long, somber look at her new relative and promptly projectile vomited all over her. Video rolling. I was mortified, but strangely and wickedly delighted.